In the last couple of months, there has been a terrible spate of teenage murders in London. They have prompted the sensational headlines, "London more violent than New York," which is a bit like saying when a rainstorm comes to the Sahara that it is wetter than Cape Wrath. All the same, it's a sad and worrying state of affairs, bringing great grief to the families of the bereaved and spreading a sense of fear. A Home Office report laid the blame, at least partly, on drastic cuts in police on the streets, something denied by Home Secretary Amber Rudd, somewhat surprisingly, since it was she who commissioned the report, and then claimed she hadn't read it. But of course, while extra police can reduce the numbers of crimes, as it has done very effectively in New York, it does little to reduce the tensions that provoke it. These murders are mostly between poor, young, black teenagers, and their sense of resentment at being marginalised can only have been further fuelled by the shameful treatment which has just to come to light of the Windrush generation of immigrants, the immigrants invited from the West Indies in the 1950s to help rebuild Britain after the war. Half a century on, having lived out their lives here, Theresa May's hostile environment for immigrants is wreaking cruel havoc. Many of these old people are, appallingly, being deprived of all benefits and healthcare, rounded up by that same Home Office and lined up for deportation. It's in the light of this that I'd like to talk about a fantastic and exciting piece of theatre I saw this week at London's Bush Theatre. It's a show called Misty, and it's the creation of black actor and playwright Arinze Kaney, a Londoner of Nigerian descent. It's the latest and most thrilling example of a new genre of theatre which promises to do to London's theatre scene what rap music did to pop. Inspired by rap and spoken word poetry, it's a style of performance which is smashing the fourth wall of naturalistic theatre in which audience safely watch a picture on stage. Using all the attributes of a gig, a lot of poetry and direct address to the audience, it electrifies with its immediacy, and it's attracting to the theatre a hugely more diverse audience. More importantly, it is smashing through the gatekeepers of the predominantly white elite-run London theatres, who've often fostered voyeuristic pictures of the wrecked lives of the deprived played out for privileged audience to watch. Even though it can rightly be claimed to be raising social awareness, the impulse in this kind of drama is a kind of vicarious thrill. This is the issue Kaney focuses on in Misty. He's a wonderfully charismatic performer and with great wit and power, aided by a supercharged drummer and a brilliant video-inspired design. He explores producers' pressure on him as a black writer to write what his friends mockingly called jungle shit. Searing dramas that show young black lives as a kind of urban safari as they are hunted down by the forces arrayed against them. Why, Kaney's writer character asks, can't he just write plays like any writer rather than pursuing the black victim stereotype? At the same time, as this writer tells a hugely effective tale of our times, a young black man on the run. Kaney's blazing honesty is hugely moving because he doesn't provide answers but simply raises questions. It's no wonder that Misty's short run at the Bush has been extended due to staggering demand, and it was wonderful to see a genuinely diverse audience, an audience dotted with black people enjoying theatre maybe for the first time. Like Kaney, I won't try to draw a conclusion from this except to rejoice in the power of art and performance to raise questions, to fire the imagination and bring people together. Which is why I'd like to end with a nod to your host Warren Wills' fantastic projects to create music theatre with deprived teenagers, which I hope he'll be able to tell you about.